Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, how many times does Donald Trump have to survive an assassination attempt before this starts to look strange to the American people? I mean, at this point, folks, Donald Trump has survived more assassination attempts than Kamala Harris has done interviews. So, of course, this morning, they trotted out Cheryl Cassoni, who I like, to talk about, well, you know, the Secret Services are, you know, really have a shortage of personnel. And, oh, even though they had a 27% increase in their dang budget, wow, they just can't get it. Wait, hold on. They just can't get it together. Stop. Rewind for a minute. Have you noticed something? The Secret Service protects Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, protects Obama, protects Biden, protects Jill, protects Kamala. But none of these people seem to have a problem with repeat assassination attempts. It's just Trump. But that doesn't even begin to remotely capture the weirdness of this past weekend. To fully wrap your mind around that, we have to pick up where we ended, ironically, Friday, with the last segment, the last part of the Battleground America podcast. This very strange episode in the hallway of the Senate on Friday with Liberal Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal. Okay, he's the deep statist of the deep state hacks up there on the Hill. Out of nowhere, unsolicited, warns a reporter that the American people are about to be shocked and appalled by what they're going to learn about the Butler assassination attempt, the first one. What is he talking about? Well, there's two groups of whistleblowers about to come forward, one within the government and I think one outside, from the way that I understand it, with the real truth about what happened in that incident. They haven't figured out a way to stop them. So Blumenthal isn't trying to do the right thing as I play you this shocking audio, okay? He's trying to prepare the left's sheeple for a look behind the horrifying curtain. Listen to what he warned on Friday, 2 days before the second assassination attempt.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled? What
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction, and we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure in responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
Okay, what the heck is coming? So here comes the second assassin. Just like the first assassin, another liberal Biden Harris supporter who has donated to Act Blue. Making the rounds now, breaking news, the shooter's truck parked in his driveway, photographed. It's got a Biden Harris sticker on the back of it. Same damn pattern as Thomas Crooks. Remember the FBI lied about Crooks? Crooks was a donor also to Act Blue. Look, you don't donate to Act Blue, which is a get-out-the-vote operation, basically, and a propaganda operation of the Democrat Party, unless you're knee-deep in their propaganda. You won't know to donate to them, right? Thomas Crooks, same dang thing. And here's the thing about Crooks. Remember, the FBI lied to cover up his liberalism. Because remember, he had a Gab account where he regularly trolled conservatives. He was very much pro-Biden, pro-open borders, pro-forced vaccination, just basically loved everything that Biden was doing. And Andrew Torba, who's the head of Gab, had to mock the FBI in public about a month after the assassination because they'd never come by to get the contents of the account, which he had preserved for them. He shamed them into coming by. Well, then they pretended they'd never read them and said they had no idea what his politics were. This guy, you can't hide as much, but we're going to get into who he is in a minute, and this is going to shock you. But first, what he was able to do. You know what this, the same thing as Thomas Crooks. Remember the shot, the video shot. Trump is standing there in Butler. He's given the speech. The shot is filmed, this video, over Trump's shoulder. You can clearly see Crooks up on the roof preparing to kill Trump. But what's weird about it is you can only see Crooks from about midway at the chest line and up, okay? All he had to do was duck behind this wall on the roof, and you wouldn't be able to see him. But he didn't bother. He's just walking. He's not walking fast either. He's just mulling around up there as if he's certain he will not be taken out. Why not duck so that no one can see you? Trump would have seen him if he looked up there. But he wasn't afraid. And he wasn't in any hurry either. And that is exactly the same MO as Ryan Ruth. Even taking time to set up the GoPro to film the whole thing. And how the heck did he know Trump would be there? Look, this morning, if you've ever watched former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam on Fox News, he's a pretty moderate guy. He's also a former Federal Air Marshal and a former Navy SEAL. This is a guy who knows how to secure a perimeter, okay? He was losing his mind on Fox News this morning. Take a listen to this clip. The first person in it is Todd Pyro. Then you'll hear Gilliam.
I have been to this area. It's not like a normal golf course that you drive by in your daily travels and you can see the players playing from the road. The entire course is blocked by greenery if you're on a public road. So how did this guy know that he would have a line of sight to the president?
Because I believe he did surveillance. I believe he had somebody telling him or some way to find out what Trump's movement was. When you look at this map right here that you were just talking about, it is surrounded by roads that go right around it. And you step off the road onto the sidewalk and straight into the trees. And there's a fence right there. He picked a location, had time to set up, tie up and fix ballistic plates to the fence along with a supply bag, a GoPro, and set himself up for the shot. That takes, I mean, if he just ran up there and did it, it would take at least 5 minutes to do that. But he also staged his vehicle so he could get away. So all that occurred in the perimeter in a location where Trump was going to be. And just like in Pennsylvania, it was not discovered. The perimeter was not secured, and this individual was able to go, simply just get out of his car and walk over there. Now, whether or not he staged it earlier, we don't know, but the reality is he was able to set up a shooter's hide and prepare himself for the shot and let the president get within max effective range of that SKS, which is a Russian AK-47. And he could have, if that Secret Service had not have seen him and the president got a little bit closer, he could have taken the president out yesterday.
Gilliam talks about this nexus too, the commonalities between the two assassination attempts. It's almost as if they have a signature. Listen to the two critical elements, according to Gilliam.
It's the basis in which he doesn't like Trump, because Trump didn't support some of his ideals, which are leftist ideals. And that seems to be a reoccurring issue, along with, from an investigative standpoint, these perimeters that are never secured. And it's local law enforcement's fault, and it's also the Secret Service's fault. But these individuals are being allowed to get within max effective range of the weapons that they choose. And that alone is suspicious to me, and it is unbelievable that that can happen to Trump, who's already been shot once, let alone anybody else that the Secret Service is protecting. It's just something needs to change when it comes to securing the perimeters, or else my suspicion is going to continue to go sky high, which it is right now.
Let me bottom line for you where we are in America, because I think it's pretty jaw-dropping when you think about it. Look, all this time we thought Democrats were in opposition to Republicans. We didn't know there was only one party. Well, Trump was clearly the only person to run for office in the last 20 years for president who was not a member of that party. Because see, everybody else in that party doesn't seem to have trouble surviving public appearances. Not Jill Biden. Again, not the Bushes, not Cheney, not Obama. None of these people have undergone any of this. Trump is the only outsider, and they don't want an outsider taking the presidency back from them. Not when they've controlled it for 20 years. That's what's going on here. So what does this mean? Any other outsider who's truly not one of them, no matter how popular that person is, in order to become president, is going to have to survive assassination attempt after assassination attempt going forward. The only way this doesn't happen is Trump actually wins, and he's going to have to clean out all these agencies top to bottom, from the FBI to the Secret Service. If he fails in that, anybody who runs, who is not globalist, who is not controlled opposition, who is not one of them, will not survive the run for office. Think about that. Because, damn it, that is where we are. And the club is protecting its assassins and its assassin enablers.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's astonishing to think that, as Congressmember Greg Stube, former member of the military, points out, it is September. The first time they tried to kill Trump was in July, and we still don't know who the Secret Service agents running the site were. They won't tell us. Think about this.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of questions that Congress has asked, and I don't think the task force has even been given answers on the last shooting that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. The names of every single service, Secret Service agent that was on the ground that day. What is very interesting is the Trump team has repeatedly asked Secretary Mayorkas for more Secret Service agents to protect President Trump, and had been refused until the Butler shooting multiple different times. Why is that? Why does the Secretary of Homeland Security not want to provide security to the former president, the leading nominee for the Republican presidential race here in November? Why doesn't he want to give them the assets that his own team is requesting? It's hard not to believe that this isn't an effort to give him lower levels of security. The Palm Beach sheriff even said that had he been the president, they would have had that entire golf course shut down. So why are we not treating him like he's the president? Because there's already been multiple threats at his life, multiple attempts at his life. It's very frustrating as a member of Congress, one, to not get answers from the Secret Service, and two, the agency that's supposed to be deemed the only job to protect our former and current presidents, and they're not doing it appropriately.
Meanwhile, like Thomas Crooks, this shooter, Ryan Ruth, was a perfect parroter of Democrat talking points.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump.
Trump is a existential, urgent threat to our democracy.
They're running against democracy.
He's willing to sacrifice our democracy.
Casting former President Trump as a threat to democracy.
Donald Trump is a great threat to our democracy.
Now here's Ryan Ruth tweeting the exact same kinds of phrases. Here's what he wrote to Biden, who was the nominee at the time. Your campaign should be called something like KADAF, Keep America Democratic and Free. Trump should be MASA, Make American Slaves Again, Master. Democracy, he writes in all cap, is on the ballot, and we cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way. These are their talking points. This is their propaganda set, whether they're using it on us or another shooter. Now, after this brief commercial announcement, this podcast is about to go off the rails as I tie together some more of who Ryan Ruth actually is. But first, I want to thank our sponsors, PhD Weight Loss. You know, one of the best gifts they've given me, I never anticipated. My daughter and I love to hike, as you know. And before, I always skipped the hikes marked strenuous on the All Trails app. She wanted to do them. I couldn't. My knees were just, they wouldn't make it. Well, getting that weight off my knees has healed my knees. They don't hurt anymore. And so this fall, we have a whole new bucket list. We have set out now on hikes throughout the three surrounding states we were never able to do before because I couldn't hack it, not my knees. So we're having a wonderful time together, times we'll always remember because I can do those trails she wants to get onto now. What will your PhD victory be? I don't know, but it'll change your life. I lost 29 pounds in 6 months and I've kept it off for 19. You can too. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Now here's where this gets positively freaky. Do you remember in the days after the Butler attempted assassination of Donald Trump back in July, a whistleblower who is a Secret Service counter sniper wrote an email warning, this is eerie, that there would be another assassination attempt against Donald Trump before November if the current leadership of the Secret Service wasn't removed, fired, whatever. And he wrote, one down because Kimberly Cheadle had resigned. He says that Trump would not be safe until five high-level supervisors are either fired or removed from their current positions. He wrote, we all should expect another assassination attempt to happen before November if the five weren't removed. And he didn't say it was because they were incompetent. The gist was they're corrupt. With them in charge, Trump would never be safe. What was so interesting about this whistleblower email, besides the fact that he sent it to a large swath of the Secret Service and then hasn't been heard from since, what's so interesting about this is that he didn't seem to feel others would be unsafe. In other words, he didn't say, oh, well, you know, Kamala Harris is in danger and Joe's in danger and Jill's in danger and Obama's in danger. He didn't say that. He only thought Trump was in danger. What does that tell you? Again, he's one of many, including the Secret Service agents running the show that day, whose names we're not allowed to know. But damn it, he was right. That's freaky. In fact, he predicted an assassination attempt every 30 days. At that rate, there may be one more before November. Never mind that by the second assassin getting this close to Trump, a sort of dinner bell has been rung here. Fox News' Todd Pyro nailed this. All kinds of sickos and Democrat wackos, lone gunmen, but also highly trained assassins from our enemy nations are now thinking, hey, I didn't think I could get that close to Trump, but maybe I can.
I'm pretty worried that a foreign actor along the lines of what you were saying is going to see how close these two presumably lone individuals got to the president of the United States and say, hey, if we flood the zone with two, three or four foreign actors, they could succeed in the mission to take him out. And that is a chilling and terrifying thought.
And the bizarre answer, we're beginning to get into the question of who is Ryan Ruth. And folks, I have a feeling these answers are going to get even more bizarre as we go. Right now, trending on X is a CIA propaganda video funded by the CIA and created by their partners, the Azov Battalion. They're neo-Nazis. They're the ones who overthrew the Ukrainian government for Barack Obama and John Brennan's CIA. We've documented that exhaustively on this Battleground America podcast. I can't do it again. Just go back and listen to the old podcast segments on Ukraine so you'll understand how Obama overthrew that country and installed his people. Okay, and he used the Azovs to do it. They're CIA trained. If this guy is in their propaganda video in Ukraine, he is too. Or at a minimum, as Edward Snowden brilliantly pointed out this morning on X, here, I'll read what he wrote. I'm not saying this guy was some pro on somebody's payroll, obviously. In my opinion, the guy just looks deranged. But that doesn't mean the government didn't have a hand in encouraging his past militancy, as we once did with bin Laden. We had a word for it at the CIA. He wrote, blowback. He also wrote this. We know little so far, but with alleged Trump shooter's personal and public participation in military activity in Ukraine, it is hard to imagine this White House's agencies can claim zero contact. Clean hands, he wrote. In parentheses, something of an Oswald vibe here. Congress should get answers. Okay, now look where this guy shows up. In the New York Times. What the heck? They quoted him. Yep, 2023. For his role as a, get this, recruiter in Ukraine. That's in a March 2023 piece entitled Stolen Valor, the U.S. Volunteers in Ukraine. Okay, he appears in the Azov Battalion video in 2022, makes 19 donations to Democrat candidates. And then there's this from the New York Times. Here's what they wrote. In the interview, Mr. Ruth said he was in Washington to meet with the U.S. Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe, known as the Helsinki Commission, for 2 hours to help push for more support for Ukraine. Then he was going to go back and fight some more. The commission is led by members of Congress and staffed by congressional aides. It is influential on matters of democracy and security and has been vocal in supporting Ukraine. Okay, I want to relate a story here. I'm just going to throw it in. You can tie it together how you want so you can understand the mentality of those who are allowed to walk around Ukraine, which is basically a CIA-controlled protectorate and has been ever since the CIA under Barack Obama overthrew their government and attempted to assassinate the last fairly duly elected leader of that country as he fled to Russia. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know what happened to Gonzalo Lira. He is an American citizen, American journalist who is in Ukraine reporting true and real things about the atrocities committed by the Ukrainian government against ethnic Russians. They had murdered thousands, some say tens of thousands of them. This had been going on for well over a decade. He'd been doing great reporting there long before the current conflict broke out. He's very, very famous, very well-known guy. Well, they picked him up, took him to jail and tortured him. The Ukrainian government did. Released him, told him not to report anymore. And he made a beeline for the border of Ukraine. He recorded a video, last anyone heard from him, saying he would either make it over the border within an hour or they'd catch him. And if they caught him, they'd kill him. They caught him. They took him back to prison and he was dead within 48 hours. That's the real Ukraine. You don't go walking around there unless you're one of them or you have the approval of our intel agencies. That's how controlled it is on the ground. Let me remind you of another example we've gone over exhaustively on the Battleground America podcast. The hit list. That's right. The Ukrainian intelligence agencies officially announced rewards for the murder, i.e. assassination, of several Americans, including Elon Musk. Elon Musk, y'all. Tucker Carlson, Jack Posobiec, and Gonzalo Lira. They actually did manage to murder Lira. Now, this hit the fan last year because the official spokesperson for the Ukrainian military intelligence agencies recorded a video he put up on YouTube and it trended on X, calling on assassins the world over to murder those four people. Jack Posobiec is the editor of Human Events. So this represented the beginning of the, you know, sort of farming out to Ukraine the potential or actual assassination of problematic American journalists. And Jack Posobiec's been one of the most eloquent on what's really going, he's got an intel background, on what's really going on the ground in Ukraine. Okay, once Jack Posobiec was put on the American-funded, because your dollars pay for this, hit list, guess who lost his damn mind? Senator J.D. Vance wrote an angry letter to the Pentagon demanding, like, what the heck? We're not outsourcing the murder of conservative American pundits. We're not doing that. After that, the spokesman for the Ukrainian government who had created the propaganda videos trying to get people to assassinate these folks was dismissed, was fired. But the hit list was never officially retracted. You can kind of understand where Tucker Carlson comes from now on the Ukraine versus Russia conflict. My point in rehashing all of this is this. If you're Ryan Ruth, there is no way you are walking around Ukraine doing whatever the heck you like, just trying to help. Our intelligence agencies and their intelligence agencies, which are actually our intelligence agencies, have allowed you to be there because they feel comfortable with you and that you are one of them. Otherwise, you end up dead. Or tortured first in prison, then dead, like Gonzalo Lira. And if they really like you, you end up running with the Azov Battalion. CIA trained, John Brennan bragged about it in a video I still have up on my Gab account. So that's who he was. What is he doing here? How did he know Trump would be playing golf? I'm looking forward to getting the answer to that. Folks, this whole thing stinks.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.